The New York Knicks clinched the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference, as well as home court advantage in the first 2 rounds. Now, we just await the game between the 76ers and the Miami Heat. Who do you want? Let's talk about it.
Let's run that intro.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered.
Puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game!
Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are back doing a post-game, a live stream edition. This time we're previewing the Knicks' first round matchup. Is it going to be between the Miami Heat or is it going to be the 76ers? Knicks wrapped up the second seed today. And boy, man, if you were to tell me before the season that the Knicks would get the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference at the end of the season, reaching 50 wins, I would have been like, no, I don't think so. But here we are today on April 14th. The Knicks wrap up the second seed. And boy, oh boy, what a great season it has been. Chris, what's going on, bro?
Feeling amazing, man. Like you said, it's been a great season for the New York Knicks. Locked up that 2 seed in the East. Man, what a time, man. Won a close game against the Bulls today, you know, unfortunately, went through overtime. You know, we had to go to overtime to get the win. But again, we got that 2 seed, and now it's on to the playoffs. Ant, how you feeling?
I'm excited, man. I'm truly excited. On to the playoffs. Game one is Saturday on April 20th. You know, it's actually my birthday. Game one is on Saturday. And Chris and I are both going to that game, so it should be really exciting. It's going to be lit. Literally, it's going to be lit on 420.
So what you're telling me, we're going to win, because if it's your birthday night, we getting that dub.
Got to get that dub. I mean, I don't think I've ever been to a Knick game on my birthday. So it's going to be exciting. Hope to see you guys there. Chris and I will be in the building and whatnot. But Chris, man, wrapped up the second seed. Now we await the 76ers and the Miami Heat have a standalone game, play-in game. That game is in Philadelphia, correct? So it's in Philly, 76ers and the Miami Heat. So a lot of things on, you know, X, on YouTube. I put out a poll. I got the poll in the YouTube chat ready to go. Who do you want to face in that first round? The Miami Heat, the 76ers, or it doesn't matter? Bring it on. Me personally, it don't matter. Bring it on, man. Chris and I will go through the matchups. The Heat, the you know, obviously – what they provide, what they, their weaknesses and the 76ers and whatnot. But Chris, who do you want? Who do you want in the first round? Knicks versus the Heat or Knicks versus 76ers?
You know what? Last pod, I was like, hey, I don't want to play the 76ers and I don't want to play the Heat. Those are the two teams I did not want to play. But I'll tell you what, at this point in time, I'm like, bring on whoever. Bring on whoever, man. Because, look, either way, it's going to be a tough matchup. 76ers are going to bring it. The Heat are going to bring it. You know, I want to say at this point in time, I'll probably go against – I'll take the Heat. I'll take the Heat. I want Heat Knicks.
That revenge.
I want that revenge series, you know? I feel pretty good no matter what, though. You know, bring it on.
I feel pretty good, too. Look, if you were to ask me a week ago who I'd rather face, obviously I'd rather avoid the Miami Heat or the Philadelphia 76ers. But at the end of the day, we got to take a step back. I said it on the post game. 50 wins is a great accomplishment, man. And attaining that second seed is, look, home court first round, home court second round. We avoid the Boston Celtics until the Eastern Conference Finals. And in our second round matchup, it could be an easier opponent in our second round matchup than our first round, believe it or not. It could be the Bucks or the Pacers in the second round. But don't want to get too ahead of myself. But the reason why I bring that up, Chris, is we're asking, who do we want to play? Who do you think the Celtics want to play right now? You don't think the Celtics want to get matched up against the Miami Heat? And we know Miami likes to play these mind games. So who's to say they lose and they get them and they lose the play-in game, they win the second one and they get the Celtics in the first round? Oof. Then you got Celtics Heat first round, and if they knock out the Heat and if they knock out the Celtics, then I mean that look, I have a like this is our path to get to the NBA Finals, Chris. We win the first round against whoever. Let's say it's the 76ers. The Knicks are 3-1 against Philly this year, by the way. Second round, I think the Pacers are going to get that. Pacers, it's not going to be easy. But let's say we win that series. And let's say the Heat knock off the Celtics in the first round. Then we face the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals and we win that. That's my optimism for tonight. I'm not saying that'll happen. But look, that's why the second seed, the path is open. The path is there. But we just have to worry about round by round. We got to take it round by round. We can't think ahead, but that's one of the positives of finishing number two in the Eastern Conference, because the path kind of opens up for you, right? So that was my little optimism for the Knicks there.
I like it, man. I like it. And what you said is true, man. Look, the Celtics could find themselves in a spot where they're facing the Heat. And look, the Heat is a pesky team. And they will bring it to the Celtics. And usually, for whatever reason, the Heat always have their number. So, man, that would be great if things played out in that way. That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be. It would be absolutely amazing. But as we all know, game one is Saturday. And we just have to wait till, when is that game? Tuesday, right? The play-in game?
Yes. I believe Wednesday are playing games.
So Tuesday and Wednesday are playing games. Hit some of these comments, and then we'll talk about, you know, the matchups that, you know, favor the Knicks. And then we'll get your take as well. Big Task, what's going on? I'm still hype. Knicks pride. Let's go. Salute, fellas. Rick, what's going on in the chat? Bodega, what's going on? Let's go. Lynette, what's going on, Lynette? Mixed feelings because of Heat matchup, but proud of this 50-win season. Yeah, Chris, that's the thing. Mixed feelings, yeah. Right? It's like, really? Miami, again, can't escape these guys.
Can't escape them, man. When it comes to, you know, the Heat and Jimmy Butler, look, much respect to them. But if they're in our way, we got to go through them. And I have all the confidence in the world that we could do it, man.
Likewise, Evan says, good evening, gentlemen. Rick says, it does not matter. A lot of people in the chat says, I don't care. I don't care who we face. Both teams are talking trash. And I want the Knicks to send either team home. That's from Big Task. Yeah. I mean, the 76ers, somebody told me in the post game earlier today that the 76ers fans are saying that we're the weakest 2 seed ever in the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
Those are from 76ers fans.
That's disrespect right there.
What's our record against Philly this year? Remind me again. Like, I don't get it. We blew them out in Philly. We won against them with OG and OB in New York. That was the first game and OB came back. We beat them. I think that was also like a blowout. Yeah. I think that was without Embiid. But that's why if you were to ask me who to pick, like if you were to like gun to head, who do I want to face? It's the 76ers. It's the 76ers because we match up well with the 76ers. Embiid can kind of throw a lot of things at Joel Embiid, kind of get him out of his game. Look, he's a great player. Does he underperform in the playoffs though? Yeah. Has he choked in the playoffs before? Yeah. I don't think he's gotten out of the second round, right? So
I think that's the knock when it comes to Embiid, you know, it's always when playoffs roll around, he either does really good and nobody else around him shows up. Or he has kind of, you know, decent games, but again, not enough to take his team over the hump. So, yeah, when you put it like that, I would take the 76ers over the Heat. You know, the Heat who have a proven pedigree when it comes to playoff games where they just turn it up another level.
Yeah, because, look, if you take a look at the 76ers, they have some – look, they have Kyle Lowry, obviously, from Miami, and they have – that's the thing. Like, they have Tobias Harris, who has kind of underperformed for them. But obviously Maxey and Brunson were kind of, we can kind of throw a lot of things at Maxey. A lot of people said, you know, Deuce can guard Maxey. Obviously OG can guard Maxey. Don't think they'll put OG and Anunoby on Joel Embiid if that were the case, because they like OG and Anunoby kind of, you know, guarding wings and you know, point guards that can score. So regarding Embiid, you know, you could throw Hartenstein at him. Mitchell Robinson, I think he got hurt today. It's kind of been like silent about, you know, his injury. If I'm not mistaken, those of you in the chat, if you've seen an update, let me know. But they've kind of said that he wasn't available in the second half versus the Bulls game. So we just have to wait and see what's his status regarding, you know, if it's an injury or something's up. But yeah, I would pick, you know, obviously I would pick the 76ers. But like they said, man, be careful what you ask for. The basketball gods, they don't like teams like picking and choosing. Can you imagine the Cavs today actually tanked?
Oh boy. I mean, look, I think I saw multiple teams just hang it up when the fourth quarter hit.
The Cavs.
I feel like the Cavs did it. I feel like the Bucks did it. I mean, I don't know, man. And for what? Did the Cavs even get something favorable by doing that? I feel like they got a tougher path now.
I mean, they got the Magic in the first round, but their second round would be a tougher path. I think they get the Celtics if the Celtics were to advance. But yeah, I mean, that's a disgrace in itself. But yeah, regarding, you know, the matchup, look, 76ers or the Heat. I think right now I would want the 76ers. Chris, you know, I think I'll throw it to you. There's positive and negatives with both matchups. You know, We can go through them both, but who do you want in a perfect? I mean, who do you want?
I think I would take 76ers again.
Yeah.
If I can prolong playing the Heat, I would rather do that. You know, not to say that I don't like our chances against the Heat, but with the 76ers, they got a couple questions, you know. Embiid, yes, he's back. He's still dropping 30 a night. But is he 100% healthy? How is he going to play come playoff time? And will the rest of his team show up, you know? It's kind of similar with the Knicks, right? Where you know Brunson's going to show up for the most part every night, and it's what do we get from everybody else. But on the flip side, the Knicks defend no matter what. And I think that's where we'll have the advantage over the 76ers. Going to be our defense at the end of the day.
Yeah, it would be our defense. And I think, you know, pace-wise, I think the Knicks are one of the slowest teams in the NBA, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know where Philly lands on that, but I don't think that would be an issue. And look, Embiid's health is like, it's still up in the air. I mean, he's back, but he's been like, he was out today. That's kind of precautionary. So that's up in the air. But regarding the Miami Heat, you know, Cowboys in the chat says Miami's dirty. That's the thing with Miami, man.
Yep.
The Heat and Eric Spoelstra, obviously we saw it single-handedly last season when they beat us in six. But that's a team where obviously playing team last year, went to the NBA Finals. I think they're a different team this year. Like I don't feel like I've watched them a lot, and I don't feel like they have the same juice as they had last year. I could get egg on my face and they could just make another run, but they've added Terry Rozier. They got shooters. They got Duncan Robinson. They have Tyler Hero, obviously Bam and Jimmy. And they have Kevin Love off the bench. They got a bunch of shooters on their team. And obviously they have a great head coach in Eric Spoelstra. We've seen it before with the Miami Heat. Now they've lost Strus and they've lost Gabe Vincent and Kyle Lowry. I mean, remember last year, Kyle Lowry was taken quickly to the rack. I mean, like simply, you know, playing out of his mind versus us. But it's just obviously the Heat in the back of your mind. You're always going to have that thought of like, really, these guys again. I don't want to face these guys again. But there's a part of me who wants to face them again because I want revenge. I'm tired of the Miami Heat. I'm tired of their fan base talking. Like, 76ers fans base is talking now, but the Heat fans, they're going to come out the woodwork. They're going to start talking. I just want to put that to bed. Like, I want to face them, and I want to beat them, and that's that. Like, I want some revenge. I want to seek revenge. And let's go. Look, different team this year as well, Chris. Yeah. Anunoby wasn't on the team last year. Dante, we got shooters now. Dante's the second. Look, in a playoff series, Dante's going to be right there behind Jalen Brunson in terms of scoring wise. And obviously, yep, JB is going to do what he does. But that's just my little thoughts on the Miami Heat. I don't know. I just, something about, I just want to put them out their misery, man. I just want to send them home. Like, don't you feel that the same way? Like,
That's why I keep flip-flopping, and ultimately I end up saying, hey, I'll take whoever. Whoever wins and faces us, so be it, right? But like you said, it's a different Heat team. And again, we go back to, you know, the Heat taking us out in the playoffs last time. And I know that's stuck on most Knicks fans' minds, but it's a different team. Like you said, a lot of the key guys that basically got the Heat over the hump against us, Strus, you know, who else? Kyle Lowry, Gabe Vincent, they're no longer there. No longer there. And remember, those guys just couldn't miss for whatever reason during that playoff series. And now they got Terry Rozier. Yes, nice piece. But to me, they're a weaker team. And I think overall, we could match up with the 76ers. We could match up with the Heat. And we probably don't have to double Jimmy Butler like we did the previous playoff series. And I think honestly that's where it got away from us last playoffs. And yeah, I mean, I would welcome it, man. I would welcome it. I would be nervous, I'm not gonna lie. But I like our chances, man.
Bring it on, man. Bring it on, man. Miami, Philly. Obviously we have our preferences, but at the end of the day, whatever the basketball gods decide, I'm ready. We're ready. The city's ready, man. I feel like this year is good. Like, I feel like we can do some things in the playoffs. I do. Call me the optimistic Knicks fan, but like, don't you feel that way too? Like,
I feel good, man. We got healthy for the most part at the right time. I know we're missing Big Drew out there. He's going to be missed, but you know, a lot of teams, like you said, a lot of teams thinking that we're the weakest two seed, whatever it may be. We're going to surprise people, man. We're going to surprise people who just don't give Jalen Brunson and this New York Knicks team the respect they deserve.
And you know what? I really don't want people I want people to pick against us. I want the national media to pick against us. I don't want people to hop on the Knicks, man. Like, they've been talking all the crap throughout the seasons, ESPN, TNT, Chuck, and what did Chuck say last week? That the Pacers were going to be to sweep us or something in the first round. Look, I don't care for their opinions, number one. Number two, obviously, I don't want them to pick us. Like, I don't want anybody to pick us. I'd rather be that underdog. I'd rather be that underdog mentality. I'd rather be that team that's, you know, obviously we've dealt with a lot this year, and for us to still be in the second seed, that means something, right? That means something. So at the end of the day, bring it. Bring it. The city, the six-man MSG is ready. We heard it today. When Bogey, we'll talk about Bogey in a bit, but when Bogey had that stretch in that third quarter, MSG was rocking. It was rocking. And look, Bogey, Chris, has started to come around here. I guess we could talk about it now. Bogdanovich is 20-3 with OG Anunoby too, by the way. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
I mean, look, OG Anunoby has been amazing for us, but 20-3 since acquiring him. It's insane that we've only lost three times when this man is in the lineup. That's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Donovan in the chat says, bring on Miami, revenge for Julius. You know, I haven't even thought about that. I want revenge for everything. Revenge for Julius this year. Revenge for hurting his ankle last year. I want revenge. I want to send Miami home. Like, I just do. I want to send Miami home. Like, I'm tired of the Heat. I'm tired of Miami. I want to put this to bed. Like, I really do. But we just got to wait and see. But circling back to Bogdanovich, he's been playing really well, Chris. He's been shooting above 40% over his last, 10 games here. Really providing that spark off the bench for the Knicks. You know, veteran presence coming off the bench his minutes have started to creep up here. He's hitting his open threes. Bogey, man, that's what we traded for. Bogdanovich coming in off the bench, giving that relief from Jalen Brunson scoring-wise. You're even seeing lineups with Brunson and a Bogey in the starting five, but I'm loving what I'm seeing from Bogey.
Yeah, this is exactly what we thought we were going to get from Bogdanović when he first got traded over to the Knicks, right? And they made a good point today during the Bulls game. They said, you know, this is a guy who has been starting on good teams like the Utah Jazz, obviously when he was in Detroit, got traded and was coming off the bench. First was being asked to do a little bit more because of all the injuries we had. And now it looks like he's finally comfortable coming off the bench, finding his spots, being aggressive. And he's hitting his shots, more importantly. And man, Bogdanović, he's going to be the key, in my opinion. The key when Jalen Brunson gets that rest, we're going to need him to step up and provide offense. Because I think that's the one thing that gets me nervous about playoff time. It's those non-Jalen Brunson minutes. And if Bogdanović keeps it up the way he's going, that'll put my worries at ease for sure.
And you know, come playoff time, those non-Jalen Brunson minutes are probably going to be like, well, like 5 minutes. 5 minutes. JB, you just sat down. Get your ass back up. You're coming in the game. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But yeah, Bogdanović has been a, you know, look, he's been a, that's exactly what we traded for. I mean, coming in, sniper off the bench, him with Devo, with OG, kind of creating his own shot here. Yeah, man, the possibilities are endless. Oh, 20-3 with OG and Anobi, and that's not like, it's not like, that's not by accident. I mean, that's kind of like, what is that, a quarter of the season sample size? That's 23 games. Like, you mean to tell me that it's just by accident that we're 20-3 with Anunoby? No, I'm not going to believe that. What? Like, his plus minus numbers are crazy. You can stick him on anybody. Is health a question mark? He's healthy now, but Nick's got a week until game one, 6 days. So, yeah, I mean, Anunoby in the starting lineup, Devo. I mean, Dante's hitting his threes. I mean, We got makers now, you know? Not like last year.
Nope.
It's not like last year. This is no shade at last year, right? We're just keeping it real. We're just keeping it real here. Guys struggled last year in the playoffs. Quickly struggled. Barrett had his moments. Barrett was actually really good versus the Cavs.
Yeah.
But it's not like last year. So, different Knicks team.
Not only that, not only do we have some gamers on this team, but Jalen Brunson continues to get better and better and better. In a season where we're missing Julius Randle and he's getting double team, triple team, and it doesn't matter. Still dropping 30 a night, 40 point games left and right, just teams keying on him and only him and not being able to stop him, making the right pass. Phenomenal. He's phenomenal. And how can you not like your chances against any team with Jalen Brunson on this New York Knicks team, man?
Somebody said on Twitter, like, who was it? Caruso was actually playing good defense on him, and JB still have 47 and did 7. That's, I mean, that's what he does. That's what he does. Almost had the game winner tonight. Like, is it something, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just like, if we had Julius Randle, you're talking about like finals, I think. I don't want to get crazy though, but hopefully Jew is healthy. But it just gives you like if we had Randle, we could make an even more run. But
yeah,
I still got faith in him without Randle. But
yeah, for sure. But it's hard not to think about it. You know, it's hard not to think about the you know, Julius Randle out there. It would just make things a little bit easier. It'll make this team that much deadlier because then you got to choose who you doubling, Julius, Brunson, who are you leaving open? It's going to be Devo. It's going to be OG Anunoby. It's going to be, you know, pick your poison, basically. And we were close, man. We were close to having a full squad ready for playoff time, but
revenge for Julius.
Revenge for Julius. We're going to go out there, and hopefully this team makes a deep, deep run in the playoffs and surprises everybody.
Yep. Let's do it. Hit some of these comments. Namar says in the chat, I would rather face the Philadelphia 76ers. I agree with you, Namar. I want the 76ers because the Heat can scare me a bit. Nice in the chat says, give me the Heat this season. We are ready for the challenge. S550 says, so we can be safe and assume Burks is out of the rotation. I wonder if Precious is going to get some minutes. Yeah, as 550 Burks is on the bench, man. He's keeping that bench nice and warm. Obviously, it's been a tough season for Alec Burks since he got acquired. As you know, obviously from Detroit, Mike Breen brought it up on the broadcast. What is it, a couple of games ago, that Burks has, you know, some young children that, you know, are still in Detroit. So obviously some personal stuff that he's dealing with. He's away from his family, so maybe some things are going on there. But yeah, Burks is out of the rotation. Precious, Chris, I mean, that's the beauty of this team, the depth. Like, Precious has been playing bad. Like, he's been, yeah, he hasn't been playing good. And then today he stepped up, had a great defensive possession on DeRozan to close out the game. That's the beauty of, you know, this team. We're deep, you know. Burks is, like Tom Thibodeau said, Burks, stay ready. You know, you never know. You never know in a playoff situation. Anything can happen. But I think if, depending on Mitch, I'm hoping he's good. I haven't seen anything on his IG. Normally he goes on IG and starts, you know, reposting quotes and whatnot. I haven't seen anything. I'm hoping he's healthy. They said it was precautionary. But if, in case of, you know, he's not available, you got Precious to step in, and he stepped in. So,
yeah. And that's a nice piece. Again, like you said, we're a deep team, and that's the beauty of this team, right? They all play for each other. They all play hard. Everybody seems to have bought into Thibodeau's system here. So Precious, again, like you said, coming into this Bulls game, you know, not playing his best basketball, but still went out there, got a clutch block, you know, and a clutch basket at the end of the game, and played some solid defense on DeRozan at that when, you know, DeRozan had a chance, I think, to win the game for the Bulls. So, look, this team, I love how they play together. I love how they are. You know, I can't wait for the playoffs, man. Just talking about it, the more and more I talk about it, the more excited I am. I just want to know, who are we going to play?
There was some debate on Twitter, like, should the Knicks lose this game and face Indiana? But like I said, be careful what you wish for. Indiana can score in spurts. They put out like 150 today. Obviously, that's not the matchup. We won. We got 50 wins. We got the 2 seed. Easier path. Polls in the chat. Who do you prefer the Knicks to face in round one? We're up to 33 votes. If you haven't voted already, please do so. Heat is at 21%. 76ers, 15%. Doesn't matter is at 64%.
Let's go. I like that. I like that. Put whoever in front of me, and we're going to take them out. That's the vibes I'm getting.
It don't matter, man. Don't matter. Doesn't matter. The people want blood, man. The people want blood in these streets. They want, one, they want revenge on Philly. Not Philly. The Miami Heat. Two, if it's the Philadelphia 76ers, okay, like, there's a reason why we're, I think, 3-1 against them this year. They're dealing with their team is just built, like, weirdly. Like, you figure, I guess we can go through, like, the predictions now. I mean, if we were to face the 76ers, we could start with the 76ers. So the key to win a series versus 76ers, Chris, is what?
You gotta contain Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Those are the two top guys on that team. And obviously, look, Joel Embiid is going to get his, but maybe if you could limit the damage from Tyrese Maxey and the supporting cast, let him get 40, right? That could be a path to success, in my opinion.
Yeah. Contain Embiid, that's obviously, look, Embiid's MVP last season. He can do damage. Don't matter who you play. I mean, put on him. But you can contain him, right? And Maxey, you can kind of shut off Maxey's water. We got a guys that can shut off his water a little bit. Maxey is a foul hunter. You want to talk about foul hunters, Brian Windhorst. Maxey's a foul hunter. So contain those two, and then it's their supporting cast. You know, it's the Lowry's. It's the guy with the big contract. Why is his name escaping me again?
Tobias. Tobias Harris.
Yeah, it's those guys where you got to obviously contain. And Buddy Hield, too. Don't sleep on Buddy Hield. Like, he's a big, valuable piece for them. He can get hot like a Dante. They got Mo Bamba. They got Paul Reed. They got Kelly Oubre, too. Those guys can get hot. Those guys can shoot the threes, right?
Yeah.
But we got guys to combat that, you know? If those guys have a cold day, Like, if those guys have, like, they shoot poorly. Like, Oubre's a sleeper. Don't get me wrong. Oubre's, I like his game. I like Oubre's game. Buddy Hield's good. Like, I'm not going to, like, he's good. It was rumors about, you know, obviously during the trading deadline about the Knicks acquiring Buddy Hield. I'm not worried about Tobias Harris. The 76ers fans aren't worried about Tobias Harris. They don't like the guy. I mean, this is his final year. He stinks, according to them. So, but he's also a threat in his own way. But
he's a good player, man. When he gets it going, he's a good player. But again, with the toxic relationship he has with the 76ers fans, you know, that could be attributing to his up and down play. Let's just put it like that.
And then you got the two main guys, Maxey and Embiid. Like I said, Embiid hasn't really performed in the playoffs. You can ask Philly fans. It's just, it is what it is. Hasn't performed in the playoffs. Maxey, obviously, is having a great season. Yeah. Ask me who I want to face. It's the 76ers, right? If the Knicks face off the 76ers, Chris, let's just say it's the Knicks 76ers first round. Who would you pick? Knicks and what?
I got to go Knicks and six.
Knicks and six?
Yep.
I'll go Knicks and seven in that series. I think that series could go to seven. Obviously, it depends on health, but six or seven. So you have them winning in Philadelphia. So, yeah. I mean, we're Knicks fans, yeah. But this is just talking real, like basketball-wise. I think the Knicks, there's a reason why we have a winning record this year versus 76ers. We just match up well with them, you know?
Yeah.
Brunson can get his, and Obi can get his. Knicks fans will take the Amtrak down to Philly. They'll be chanting MVP to Jalen Brunson. That stadium will be a bunch of Knicks fans down there. So, yeah, man. Like I ain't scared, man. I ain't, look. Bring it, man. We're a different team than last year.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Like you said, winning record against the 76ers. Look, I know playoffs is different, yes, but we just match up well with them. We match up well with a lot of teams in the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
You know, we got Ihart, Mitchell Robinson, Precious, that we can throw on Embiid, get him tired, you know, if he's playing hurt. That's going to take a toll on him, having those big bodies out there just trying to stop him, right? And then with Maxey, like you said, we got Deuce McBride, who's going to be a pest. He's going to follow him everywhere. We got OG Anunoby that we can put on Kelly Oubre. Or Tobias Harris, whoever is having a hot night. He can shut them down.
He guarded Maxey a lot, too.
Yeah. And then all we got to do is what? Continue what we've been doing. Putting buckets. Getting buckets, man. Let Jalen Brunson do work. Get buckets. Make the right passes. I think that's a series that we could definitely win.
Yes, we can. I was even on, like, I was scouring the YouTube. I was looking at Philadelphia content creators, and they said they don't want to face the Knicks because we play the way we play hard on defense and the way we – our toughness. The 76ers fans know the 76ers are not tough. They're not tough. They're kind of – they even said it themselves. They're kind of soft. So I was scouring YouTube big, 76ers content creators, and the guy was like, look, I don't want to face the Knicks because they play hard. They out-hustle you, and that's not really the 76ers game. Like, the 76ers can get punked, you know? So, look, that's not coming from me. Like, I'm trying to bring as much information to you guys as possible. That's from Sixer fans. But it's not going to be an easy matchup either way.
Yeah. Regardless of that, I know the 76ers, they're going to bring it, man. And they're probably going to have a game or two here or there if we do match up with them where they're just going to be lights out and hit everything. But the Knicks don't quit. And that's the thing that I think will take us far in the playoffs. It's no matter how the game is going, the Knicks don't give up and we fight back, whether we're down 30, 20, it doesn't matter. We find a way to get back in the game. And Jalen Brunson takes us home. And I think we're going to see a lot of that in the playoffs. Hopefully not going down big, but just Jalen Brunson working and doing his magic.
DK in the chat says Embiid is going to get beat up in that play-in game. Yeah, man. Versus Bam. Embiid is playing hurt. Like Evan says in the chat, Embiid is playing hurt. Perkins mentioned it today. He was hobbling last game. He's not really healthy, guys. So that's the 76ers. You put the 76ers aside. Chris and I think that, you know, ultimately we would beat the 76ers. TA says six with Philly. I'm going to watch our Heat series film, see where our defense failed. Yeah, that series, oof, you're going to rewatch. I'm like, if you're going to rewatch that, that's like, we couldn't hit the side of the backboard during that series. And they were tough last year. They were really tough. So
I feel like, again, I'll go back to that Heat series. The mistake was doubling Jimmy Butler too much, man. I'll continue to say that. I just wish they didn't do that.
Yeah, yeah. And now they have Rozier. Rick says from Running Back Philly channel, he said he don't want to see the Knicks. Yeah, Philly fans, they're upset at Doc Rivers today. They're upset. They're like, really? Doc Rivers is still messing with us. Still messing with us. All he had to do was win, and they would have been the sixth seed. But look, Philly fans, Jay says food. Anybody, food. We want the Heat. All right, Chris, circling back to the Miami Heat. Knicks Heat, game one, Saturday. If it's obviously if they advance. What would it take to beat the Miami Heat this year?
Don't double Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, you've been saying that. Don't. Look, Butler's he's different, man. He's not. Watching Butler, he just looks like. Josh Hart said it, like, during the season, he doesn't really, like, play his hardest.
He does side quests.
He does side quests. That's what Josh Hart said. And then during the playoffs, he turns it up a notch. But playoff Jimmy Butler is great, man. He demoralized the Celtics last year. He was absolutely crazy. He's different, but this year, I've watched him quite a bit, and he doesn't look like the same Jimmy Butler. I don't know what it is. Obviously, he's still Jimmy Butler. He still has a name value. He's still a great player. But if it's that series, man, look, if it's Knicks Heat, like I want, I mean, I want either or, bring it on. Obviously, I want revenge. Like people said in the chat, seek revenge for Randall. Send the Miami Heat home. Tired of the Miami Heat. I do not want to think of the Miami Heat. But if it's Knicks Heat, it's going to be a dogfight. It's not going to be easy. Like, I'm not going to come on here and say it's going to be Knicks in four, Knicks in five. It's going to go six or seven. It's going to be one of those series. It's going to be, you know, Eric Spoelstra, the genius, throwing everything at Jalen Brunson. But I guess I wanted to touch on that now, Chris. It seems like the coaching staff and Tom Thibodeau has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
They made a lot of adjustments regarding Jalen Brunson this year. He's getting thrown at. Opponents are throwing a lot of different defenses at Jalen Brunson, and the Knicks have combated that with absolutely excellent, you know, counters. JB, when he's getting doubled, he's passing it to Hartenstein. Hartenstein's getting into open man. When he's getting doubled, he's making the right decision. Last year, that was the whole thing in the Knicks Heat series, right? Adjustments. Why isn't Tom Thibodeau making adjustments? Why wasn't Evan Fournier playing when we were down, you know, quickly got hurt? We needed shooting. Why isn't Tom Thibodeau playing this guy? Adjustments. And I feel like this year we're seeing kind of a different coach. I feel like we're seeing a different coach. Rotations, if you're not in the rotation, you're not playing. But in terms of schemes, I feel like we're seeing a different coach, and I feel like we're seeing a different Knicks offensive team. Now, do they have some things to work out late in the games, like inbounding the basketball, like today, which was absolutely crazy? Yes. Like, practice on your inbounding, which gets me upset. But that's where I think the Knicks, they're different than this year, than last year. Is the schemes, the Jalen Brunson, his assist numbers are way up. He's up like about 90 to 100 assists from this year to last year. That's where I think it's different. Is the coaching. I think they've made some adjustments this year with JB, and of course JB has taken 10 extra steps. So
yeah,
that's where I feel like it's different regarding if the Knicks were to play the Heat.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it 100%. And look, when Julius Randle went down, we saw it early on, right? They started double teaming Jalen Brunson, but it wasn't just your typical, you know, double team. It was like, as soon as he crossed half court, they were blitzing him.
Yeah.
And at first, Jalen Brunson was just, you know, trying his best to get away, get through, make a pass. It didn't matter. We lost a couple of games because of teams just picking up on that and just doing that, knowing that Jalen Brunson is the head of the snake, right? And then as the season kept going on, like you said, the coaching staff started making changes, starting adapting. We started seeing Josh Hart bring the ball up. We started seeing DiVincenzo bring the ball up, running Brunson off of screens, you know, any way to free him up, get him the ball. And if those blitzes did come, like you said, they passed it down to Ihart. And Ihart is a great passer as a big man. Something that I don't think the Knicks really took advantage of previous season. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing it. Jalen Brunson's able to dish that down low to Ihart. He either makes an easy pass to someone who's wide open when they roll over, or he takes that little floater that he's almost automatic with this season. So I think you nailed it. And that's a big difference from last season. You're talking about a team that we all complained about, hey, where's the adjustments? And now we're starting to finally see Thibodeau and the coaching staff, you know, change things up.
Jalen Brunson, well, let me make this a little bit bigger. Jalen Brunson has 519 assists this season. His passing has been light years better than last. I mean, he's become a better passer than last year. Obviously, new, different personnel, right? I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying that, you know, it's easy because we have shooters now and makers compared to last year where, you know, obviously that wasn't the case. But yeah, man, I just feel like the coaching has kind of, look, they've grown. Obviously, Tom Thibodeau, I think this year has been one of his best coaching jobs. Like, seriously, like, it's been incredible. Like, what he's done with JB, you got to give him credit with JB's growth. You got to give everybody credit with JB's growth. But that's where I think the Knicks have the advantage this year over the Heat. We got shooters. We got JB, obviously. And then Hartenstein is in that starting five, man. And that you know, believe it or not, that he's one of the best big man passing guys in the NBA. And when you have him with JB's growth as a passer, that's where you can start to get, you know, kind of, I mean, obviously our offense is good as is, but that's where you can kind of dream a little bit, because I like those two obviously working in tandem. And JB, the slip passes too this year, I've noticed it a lot, yeah, man. Like the screen and roll slip passes that JB has had this year. Some of them are nasty this year too. Nasty. We didn't, like, really last year we didn't really see that, right?
No.
Yeah. So
that's again, been that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but again, I keep going back to it. But that was a knock on Brunson, right? That he didn't pass the ball. He was just a scorer. He wasn't a prototypical point guard per se. And look, he's not a prototypical point guard in the sense of, you know, just going out there looking to dish the ball. But when he has to, he finds the open man. And 9 times out of 10, he's making the right play no matter what. So, yeah, man, those pocket passes to Ihart, insane. I don't know how he gets some of them to go through. But look, that's Jalen Brunson, man. Superstar Jalen Brunson.
More than a dummy. He's... You think he'd leapfrog Giannis for MVP? I think so.
If it was up to me, Jalen Brunson would be top three conversation, man. Yeah.
Bring it, man. Bob says we want the Heat. Bob says our Knicks 50 wins. Evan says the Knicks clogged the lane, so the likelihood of Embiid landing on someone's foot is very high. TA was laughing at that. Rick says knock down our open shots and match their intensity. You're talking about the Heat, I believe. Philly fans need to be mad at the the pint-sized statue they gave a Allen Iverson. You saw that, man. Chris? The statue they gave him? We could talk about that more around the NBA, but yeah, that's funny. And then S550 says the biggest potential flaw in our offense is getting going early. If they do that every game, it's a wrap. Yeah, these last couple of games, the Knicks have kind of, you know, they've let teams like kind of linger, right? The Nets game was, they started off slow. Second game off a back to back, which I know is like an excuse, but it is what it is. Guys were tired, but what happens? The Knicks ultimately turn it on, they pick it up, and they ultimately get the dub. And then we, you know, that's the only thing that matters, right? Get the dub by the end of the day. But yes, that's 550. Look, the Knicks are not a perfect team. They got a lot of things to work on. The turnovers. Inbounding the basketball, they seem like they have trouble doing that in late game situations. And you know, the bench, you know, we're having praises about Bogey, but let's say Bogey's having, you know, not that great of a game. He's not going to get the long leash in the playoff series, man. You know, Thibs, once he gets antsy and sees you miss like four shots, that's it. Coming out of there.
Four shots if you're lucky, right? Yeah.
So.
No, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good point that was brought up. You know, the Knicks have been starting pretty slow in most of these games as of late. So, look, it's a good thing these playing games are coming up and the Knicks can get some rest, because we can't afford slow starts like that when it comes to the playoffs. You know, it's gotta be pedal to the metal once it starts.
6 days off here, guys. 6 days off here. Game one is on Saturday, April 20th. That's when the fun begins in Madison Square Garden. Heat, 76ers, we've been talking about it all night long. We got a poll up in the YouTube chat, 66 votes. Doesn't matter, is that 55%? Knicks fans are speaking, man. This year feels different, guys. Heat is at 24%, 76ers is at 21%. I feel like the Knicks fans want Miami because of that revenge. They want that revenge, man. But obviously the 76ers poise a better matchup in my opinion. But obviously Knicks fans, I've spoken, Chris. Don't matter. Bring it on.
Doesn't matter. I agree, man. It doesn't matter. Look, if it's the Heat, we get that revenge. If it's the 76ers, you know, again, I like our chances no matter what.
Stanley, what's going on in the chat? Stanley says, I think we match up better against Miami than Philly, but some of that depends also on the health of Embiid. Also, we don't match up well against Maxey. Also, Oubre's length might bother JB. It might, you know, like a few matchups, they've thrown Oubre at him. Oubre's a good player, but I think, look, like we just talked about, I think the Knicks will combat that. They'll figure something out. They've been doing it pretty much all season long, man. They're seeing what teams throw at JB, and they're honestly like combating it really well. Like JB's decision making, the way he processes defenses, he sees. Tom Thibodeau has spoken about it. He sees it before it comes. If you see it before it comes, and when you have the chemistry with Hart and DiVincenzo, that's very important. The Nova boys. That's why ultimately we're the two seed and win 150 games, and you obviously have OG and Hartenstein and the guys obviously playing well off of one another. But this season is different. Look, the teams are going to throw a lot at JB. He's going to see a lot. He might get triple team like that game in versus the Lakers, Chris, where they threw out like what 33 double teams at him that game.
Yeah,
might just want to take the ball out of his hands at all times. But I don't think they could do that. Teams that can do that this year, you could try.
They've tried. Yeah. They've been trying all season long, right? Since Julius Randle went down. They've been trying to stop Jalen Brunson every way possible. And again, look, whenever they double, triple team, Jalen Brunson makes the right pass. And more importantly, our guys are making teams pay when they double Jalen Brunson. And that's the key. And like you said, we got shot makers. We got shot makers this time around. So I'm confident, man.
I am confident as well. Let's get to some of these graphics, some of these Knicks updates. All right, this is regarding Mitchell Robinson. Tom Thibodeau said he was told Mitchell Robinson was unavailable in the second half. Didn't know the reason. It was later come out that it was precautionary. So hoping for the best regarding Mitchell Robinson's health. I don't think he's hurt. But then again, we're not going to know until midweek of this week. So we just have to wait and see. This is what I tweeted on the Knicks Nation page, Chris. No matter how you slice it, the Knicks' achievement of securing a second seed is huge, especially with the injury challenges they faced this season. Now with home court in the first two rounds, possibilities are endless. Once again, I laid out the scenarios where I think the Knicks could make it to the NBA Finals. A lot of people are saying Knicks don't want this team, Knicks don't want that team. Chris and I and everyone in the chat, the chat has spoken. Bring on anybody. We're not scared of anybody. What's getting kind of pushed under the radar is the Celtics. You really think the Celtics want to face Miami in the first round?
No.
They don't.
No.
The they Heat don't.
the Heat, for some reason, the Heat always have their number. Yeah. No matter how good the Celtics team is, they run into the Heat and it's over. So who knows? I mean, maybe the Celtics are like, yo, bring it on. We want the Heat. Yeah,
exactly. They're a different team too. I'm just saying. But
yeah, for sure.
From last year, what happened? Yeah.
We've been hearing a lot of rumblings, I mean, about the Celtics, how they ended this season, you know? You know, they were resting guys, swapping, you know, Jason Tatum for Jaylen Brown. Look, they had a huge lead against every team in the East. But the way they ended their season, you know, who's to say they haven't lost that mojo, you know?
Yeah.
So a team like the Heat can go in there and take them out.
So let's say it's Celtics, Heat, first round. Let's say it's Knicks, 76ers, first round. Let's give the Celtics an upset, right? Let's say the Heat advance. Let's say the Knicks advance. Then you're looking at, this is why the two seed is important. Because in the second round, the Knicks could face an easier opponent in the second round than in the first round, right? You either have the Pacers or the Bucks. Bucks are not really, the health situation with Giannis right now is up in the air. Pacers have won that season series. I think they're, 4-1 against the Bucks this season. A lot of people are going to pick the Pacers in that series. So let's say it's Knicks-Pacers second round. And then we advance over Knicks-Pacers. Then in the Eastern Conference Finals, Knicks-Heat. And then it's obviously Knicks are going to want revenge. I'm just saying there's a reason why the two seed was so important. I know some fans wanted to lose today and face Indiana in the second round. But like I've been saying, be careful what you wish for. I'm not saying that's going to happen. Again, I'm just saying it's an easier path than if we were to finish 3 or, you know, 4. So bring it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, man. And look, we all know the Pacers can score the basketball. And I think today they had, 84 points in the first half. So look, I mean, like you said, be careful what you ask for. But look, the Knicks didn't play around. They locked up that 2 seed, right? No mini tank or anything from us.
Yeah. Knight says, I think the Knicks is not pushing the pedal to the metal as soon as they come out due to the other team letting it go and exhausting themselves early for us to come in for the kill. Yeah, the Knicks got to start off these games with a bang, man. I mean, they've been starting off slow, nice, but we just have to, you know, start off these games with a bang. S550 says, can I say how crazy it is that DiVincenzo has 250-plus three-pointers made and shooting 40-plus percent and not being a starter for the whole season, and it's only him and Steph doing it too? Yeah, S550, man. Dante, look, he didn't start. Grimes got the starting job. And then, obviously, Knicks fans wanted Dante to start. Dante ultimately took that job. And look, he's massive for our success, Dante. And he's a maker, man. He could shoot that thing, boy. He could shoot that thing.
Devo, man, look. I was going to be happy if we got the DiVincenzo that, you know, was just hitting his three-pointers for Golden State. We got a whole nother level of Devo on this team, man. Just lights out. And like S550 mentioned, right up there with Steph Curry, man. Like, what more can you ask for from that spot? Can't ask for much more.
All right, this is from Ian. Jalen Brunson edited up top 5 in several different Knicks single season records this year. 30-point 10 assist games, 6. That's number 1, first. 30-point games, 36 this season, tied for first. 40-point games, 11, tied for second. 2,212 points, third. 28.7 points per game, third. Three-pointers made, 211. That kind of went under the radar too, Chris, his three-pointers made. Remember early on in the season, JB was hitting everything. So, yeah, I mean, speechless.
Sounds like an MVP to me.
Speechless. Total number of 40-point games this season, Jalen Brunson 11, Jason Tatum, Jokic, Brown, and Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard combined for 10. Speechless, man.
MVP. MVP.
Well, this took up the whole screen. Sorry, guys. Bear with me. All right, there we go. Sorry, guys. All right, here we go. First round. Saturday, April 20th. That's it. Bring it on in MSG. I'm excited. Chris and I will be in the building. Yes, Chris sir. And I will be in the building. Going crazy, losing our voice. Can't wait, man. Playoff time in the Garden is different. It's different, you know?
Can't wait to see the fans out, New York City going insane. And whether it's a win or a loss, man, it's going to be interesting out there in New York City.
Don't say that. Whether it's a win or a loss, come on now.
Just saying, man. New York City goes crazy, man.
It's game one. We winning that, man. We gotta show them.
I still remember when the Cavs won a game in the playoff series, how they were started stomping on posters and going insane.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Hopefully we don't. I mean, this is it's New York, man. You never know what can happen. People are crazy, but hopefully that don't happen this year. So hit somebody's.
We winning. No L's here. We winning.
No L's. Let's go. Stanley says Pacers are 4-1 against the Bucks, so if the Knicks get by the first round matchup, I like our chances against the Pacers or the Bucks. Yeah, man, I've been saying it. Second round could pose an easier matchup for the Knicks in the first round, but that doesn't really matter unless we get out the first round. Just make it out the first round, and depending on who we play, Tuesday, all eyes are going to be on the 76ers in the Miami Heat game. It is I think it's standalone, if I'm not mistaken, but it's in Philly. It's not in Miami. So you figure Philly has that edge. I think those teams are even this year, if I'm not mistaken. But Embiid has kind of been out the lineup. And yeah, you know that's going to be a dogfight, man. That game is going to be a dogfight. And that game is going to be watched by, obviously, all of us Knicks fans and obviously the Knicks. And we just got to wait to see who comes out of that. But yeah, second round could pose an easier matchup, Chris, for the Knicks.
Yeah, man. I think I like our chances again against the 76ers. The Heat, again, I got much respect for them, but they're a different team. And again, I think we match up well. So I like our chances moving on to second round.
Now, likewise, 97 people in the chat. Hit the thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel. Come join us here in the YouTube chat. We have a poll up that's up to 85 votes. We're asking, who do you prefer the Knicks to face in round one? I'd say it's down to two teams. Would I have liked to know who we faced today? Yes. But we have to wait a couple of more days. And I feel like that's a good thing, man. Let them battle it out, man. Let them battle it out. You never know what can happen. Some guy can get hurt, this and that. You know, while we're chilling, sitting at home.
Not that we're wishing anybody gets hurt. But look, Joel Embiid ain't going to feel good taking those Bam Adebayo screens, you know. Those dirty ass screens. So look, to me, it works in our favor, right? Because these teams are going to go all out against each other, and then one of them is going to have the privilege of facing the New York Knicks.
There we go. And then doesn't matter. So update on the poll. Doesn't matter. Is at 50%. 76ers at 24%. Heat at 26%. 76ers is kind of creeping up here. 86 votes. Look, Knicks fans have spoken. It doesn't matter. Bring it on. We are ready. We are a different team than last year. I know Knicks fans, when they hear the Miami Heat, they kind of, do we really want to face the Heat or the 76ers? I know fans are, look, if you were to ask me last week who I'd rather play, obviously Orlando, Indiana, one of those teams, right? One of those inexperienced teams. But like I've been saying, be careful what you ask for. The basketball gods, you know, it's a real thing. So it's either, it is what it is. Heat 76ers. This is the path that is going to, you know, hopefully crown us Eastern Conference champions. But we got to worry about first round and then worry about the second round and then go from there. I don't want to get too, you know, ahead of myself. I don't. It's going to be a dogfight. Either matchup, 76ers or Miami. It's not going to be easy. Not whatsoever. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have people... ESPN, TNT, you'll probably see Stephen A. Oh, this is the worst possible outcome for the New York Knicks. You'll probably see everyone on TNT say that. Okay. Okay. Keep it up. I don't want people like John Moran said, stay on that side, man. Stay on that side.
Nah, man. I think, look, the reason I think Knicks fans get a little bit nervous, 76ers obviously got a star in Joel Embiid. The Miami Heat, you know, a great franchise with the Heat culture, you know, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. And I think the Knicks fans just got to take a step back and understand that we had an amazing season, and we also have a superstar, and our team is right up there with 76ers and the Heat as far as, you know, the franchise in totality. We're not the old Knicks, you know, where everybody just clowns us. We are legit, and we're better than a lot of these teams. So don't be nervous, Knicks fans. I'm feeling better the more and more I talk about it. I like our chances against both teams. So bring it on.
Bring it, man. The beauty of the NBA. You know, we're super optimistic now, but game one comes around and, you know, we can obviously get humbled really quick. But we worry about that when that happens. But I'm not look, I think we're a better team than both of these teams, man. Honestly. Record shows it. I know the 76ers were without Embiid majority of the season. We just lost. This is recency bias, too. We just lost to the Heat in Miami. I was at that game. We actually came back in that game. Some questionable substitution patterns in that game. Thibodeau took out Bogdanovich in that game. Terry Rozier, like, during that game, he couldn't miss. I think he was, like, 7-7 from 3 in that game. That's not sustainable. Like, it's not going to happen. Is he a good piece on our team? Yeah, he's a good player. And he brings a whole different element to that team. But they shot something crazy from three-point land. And that's not going to be the case, hopefully. But I'm just saying, maybe it's that, Chris. We just lost to them. So Knicks fans sometimes are like, I don't know. But, yeah.
I just don't want Knicks fans, you know, I don't want Knicks Nation as a whole to just downplay our guys. You know, we had an amazing season. We have a great team. And we got to enjoy it. Enjoy this run that we're going to make in the playoffs because, look, I think it's going to be special. I think we're going to go farther than a lot of people think we are. You know, a lot of people are saying first round exit. I don't see it. I don't see it, though.
I don't see it either. Hit some of these comments. Stanley says it's amazing Rose signed Dante for less than the full mid-level exception. Great signing, Stanley. Absolutely great signing. Knicks will be 2026 NBA champs. Oh, I love that name. Every time I read that name, I love that name. Might want to switch that to 2024, though. I think we beat the Heat or 76ers in 6. Rick says, I hope it's a night game. Yes, Rick. Chris and I are hoping it's a night game, too. Like, I don't think the NBA would do the Knicks like that and put them at like 1 or 2 o'clock.
That would be just weird. I don't think so.
Who else is playing that game? The Cleveland Cavs, right?
Yeah.
Put them in the afternoon, please. Saturday night in MSG. That's what we want.
I think they will.
Yeah. Tony says, Stanley says MSG on Saturday will be loud and boisterous. Yes. Tony says the Heat and Sixers are going to be a dangerous matchup for the Knicks. Any of those team can beat them. Yeah. Tony, look. It's true. Any of those 76ers in Miami, any of those teams, they're dangerous teams. They're not your prototypical play-in team like the Hawks or the Bulls, even though the Bulls gave us trouble today. They got star power, right? You're talking about Embiid, Maxey. You're talking about Butler, Bam, and the coach, Eric Spoelstra. You're talking about the star power. But bring it on, man. Bring it on. Revenge for Randall. Give me Miami. Another revenge for Randall. Let's do it. Stan says Bam is the dirtiest screener in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
He is. Yep. I can't argue with
you. You can't argue, man. We've been through it ourselves.
S550 says, not going to lie, I'm going to have anxiety from start to finish every game. I got a boy who's a Heat fan, and he's always talking smack about the Knicks. Yeah, that's why. Look, all of us, right? All of us are going to have anxiety, whether it's the Heat or the 76ers. But ultimately, we have home court advantage. You want to get your first two in Madison Square Garden. You want to beat them in your home court. That's our sixth man, Madison Square Garden. We heard it today. It was going nuts. It sounded amazing. That stress when Bogdanovich hit that three in that, what is it, third quarter. Sounded great. Yeah. MSG's ready. That is our, you know, that look, we have MSG on our side. I know the Heat came in last year and beat us game one and kind of like obviously messed up the series. But we have home court. Game 7 will be, if we need game 7, it will be in Madison Square Garden. Can you imagine game 7 in MSG, Chris?
That'd be that,
talk about anxiety,
that'd,
right?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. That's all I can say. That'd be crazy.
All right, so I don't think we did predictions on the Knicks Heat, Chris. So you can go first. Knicks Heat 7-game series. We talked about the matchups. We talked about, you know, he can throw a lot of things at JB, but we've talked about how I like how the Knicks have combated a lot of different, you know, they switched up coverages. He knows where to how to read blitzes better this year. His passing has gotten better. Different Knicks team. You got Dante. You got OG. They didn't have those two last year. Obviously, the only player on their team. Obviously, you got Highsmith is playing well over there. Then you have Rozier. So, am I missing anybody that they added?
No,
I think those two. I think Highsmith was there last year, I think.
He was.
Yeah. So, really, it's Rozier, right?
Yeah.
So, they got a point guard who can score. They don't have Strus. They don't have Vincent. You know, those guys were killers last year. Talk about daggers, man. They don't have Lowry, too. Lowry killed us last year.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, regarding quickly, we would take quickly to the rack, and I was like, damn. Like, of course, Kyle Lowry turned back the clock, right? So those are the pieces that are missing, but they got a score in Rozier. Obviously, they got a great coach. They still have Love coming in off the bench. Highsmith, they got Jokic. They got the rookie that hurt Randall. What's his name?
That's right. Jaime Jaquez.
Jaquez. Those two are scrappy players. Predictions. What do you think? If the Knicks were to face the Heat, who you got?
I still say Knicks in six. Knicks in six. You know, I was thinking maybe Knicks in seven, but it's not the same. You know, it's not the same Heat team that we faced. I think they're a little bit weaker. Yes, they're going to play tough, and it's going to be a tough series if it comes down to it. But I still think the Knicks overall will have the better team, have more depth. I think we take the Heat in six games. What do you think?
Knicks Heat first round, home court. I think the first two games are very important. I think you gotta come out and win those games. Obviously, the MSG favorite will travel. Obviously, that didn't really help us. I'm not saying that's gonna help us. I mean, the Heat were the great home team last year. I don't think we beat them in Miami last year in the playoffs. I think one of the games we got blown out. I think I was at that game 3. I think we got blown out in that game. That's the game quickly got hurt.
Yeah.
So I would say I don't think it's going to be – oh, man. Yeah, I would say Knicks in 6 too. But I think if it's not Knicks in 6, it's Knicks in 5, man. I really do think the Knicks are going to – like those guys in the locker room – I they're gonna be like we're talking about this. You don't think they're talking about revenge and whatnot? You don't think the Nova boys are talking about like, look, what happened last year is last year. Let's send them home this year. Let's pack them up. Gentlemen sweep this year. Now it's not gonna be easy, but different team. Coaching staff has adjusted. It's not gonna be easy, but I do think the Knicks will get it done ultimately. It's gonna be a dogfight though, man.
Yeah, and look. They got Eric Spoelstra on that sideline. He's just a mastermind. So that's another, you know, that's another piece to the puzzle when it comes to the Miami Heat that can make up for, you know, some of our advantages. But overall, I still think the Knicks pull through in that series.
Eddie South Florida says, I just worry about getting hurt against Bam.
Yeah. Man. Yep.
Yeah, Chris. The old Bam Adebayo, moving screens, doesn't get called for one of them.
He's a master at it, right? Look, I don't know how they don't see it. To me, it looks clear as day every time he does it. But you know what? You got to tip your cat and just – I don't know, man. I'm getting frustrated.
I ain't tipping my cap to no Bam.
I'm getting frustrated just thinking about him setting screens right now.
Yeah. But look, man, look. It's on Tuesday we're going to know. We sweeping them. You get to see playoff Knicks this year. Another switch. We turn it on. Watch defense shut down. That's from Monarch Smart TV. We're sweeping them. Yeah, look, man. Music to my ears, right? Oh, man. Can you imagine if the Knicks were to sweep? Just give me the heat. I want to sweep. I want to bring out my broom. I want to bring my broom in my stream for somebody. If we sweep the Heat, please. Heat fans are already talking. 76ers fans are already talking. 76ers fans saying we're the weakest two seed they've seen. Okay.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
They might find out. They might find out.
We'll see. Count us out, right? Keep counting us out.
I think that's the position I want to be in as far as, you know, not favored, but let's be the underdogs. You know, if they want to say, hey, two seed and we're the weakest, all right. All right. We'll see you. We'll see you when the playoffs start. If y'all make it.
Yeah. Rick said in the chat, did we like the NBA playoff scheduling today? Did you guys like the NBA schedule today? It was unique. Felt like March Madness. I joked about it, Chris. I actually thought it felt like a football Sunday, kind of. Yeah. It's like all these 1 o'clock games. And I actually did like it. You know, you don't have teams, you know, score watching, even though the Cavs kind of botched their game, which was a disgrace. Yeah. I mean, they're going to lose Donovan Mitchell anyway. But yeah, Chris, did you like it?
I thought it was pretty cool, man. Because, like, again, with the standings, a lot of these games basically went down to this day. So the standings were so close. And I thought it was pretty cool, you know, watching the Knicks game. You got all the scores for every single team that was basically playing that would impact the seeding for the East shown during the game. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked it, man. I thought it was different. You know, who's to say when it might happen again? Because, hey, usually when it comes to standings, they're not usually this close come game 82, you know?
Stanley says, can't wait to see Pat Riley sweating on the sideline with Heat losses. That's why a part of me wants the Heat, man. I just want to send them home. I want revenge. Obviously, I want revenge for Randall. I'm sure that's going to be in the back of the Knicks' mind, man. But no matter who we face, I think this Knicks team is built for a run. We're the second seed. We won 50 games for a reason this year, despite everything we've dealt with. It's honestly impressive. It really is. Tom Thibodeau should get some Coach of the Year votes. He will get that extension, I think, this summer. He'll get a bag, man. And he deserves it, guys. I mean, I remember last year, Chris, everyone didn't want Tom Thibodeau, right, back. Everyone was thinking, will a coaching job be transferred to Johnny Bryant? And look, man, you got to give credit to Thibs. You got to. He's done a hell of a job this year in terms of coaching the squad, man.
I think he'll definitely get an extension. We touched base on how, you know, this team has made adjustments when Julius Randle went down, you know, different ways to get guys open, get guys good looks. You know, he's done a hell of a job. Thibodeau has done a hell of a job. You can't discount a 50-win season and a two seed in the Eastern Conference. You know, to me, he's done enough for an extension. And yeah, we all wondered about Johnny Bryant, but now you're hearing rumblings that he might go to the Nets, right? My personal opinion, you don't let him go over there, but look, Tibbs has done a hell of a job here with the Knicks, and all he's been doing is winning. Whether we had bad teams, you know, okay teams, you know, I think he's earned his extension and then some.
Yeah. S550 says, any update on Robinson? Haven't heard anything, haven't found anything yet. Nah, I mean, Stanley responded saying he was celebrating on the court. Tom Thibodeau said that the medical staff saying he was unavailable. I'm still trying to refresh X and nothing really. I mean, I guess that's going to come out this week, but we just hope Big Mitch is back out there healthy, man. He was starting to, you know, kind of turn the corner there, and we just hope Big Mitch is out there healthy. But Chris, regarding the playoffs, so it's set. Like, Knicks would play 7-8, Pacers, Bucks, Magic, Cavs. I guess we can kind of like go through this, and who do you think would upset between the East right now? Bucks, Pacers, Cavs, Magic.
You know what? That Bucks and Pacers, man, the way the Bucks have ended the season, they're just kind of like in a free fall almost.
Yeah.
You know, Dame just doesn't look like the Dame that we're used to seeing. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pacers took that series, man. You know, we don't know what we're going to get with Giannis. A lot of people are saying, hey, he could end up like KD, end up, you know, God forbid, getting an Achilles injury. You know, a lot of things are up in the air with the Bucks, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Pacers took that series.
I wouldn't either. So we're both picking the Pacers in that one. Cavs Magic.
I want to say Cavs, but I have a feeling that the Magic are going to take it to the Cavs, man. You know, the Cavs are kind of banged up. Donovan Mitchell is, again, dealing with nagging injuries. Magic are a deep team, man. And I think they could, I think they have a good chance of beating the Cavs. I'll take Magic.
All right. So, in that series, I'll take Cleveland. I think I'll take Cleveland. Magic, look, if the Cavs don't make it out of that series, you got to do something, man. Like, you've tried everything. Like,
Mitchell's definitely gone.
Mitchell's definitely gone if you don't make it out of that series. And then Bulls, the typical play-in, right? Bulls, Hawks, in that play-in game. I think I would take the Bulls. Bulls play tough. They play kind of tough.
Yeah. So I don't know if they only play tough against the Knicks, but, you know, if they keep playing the way they play with that type of effort on defense, they're definitely going to beat the Hawks.
And then obviously right here, what we're waiting on, 76ers Heat. Like, if the Heat were to lose this, let's say it's 76ers were to win it, obviously they would play us. If the Heat were to lose, they would face the winner of Bulls Hawks. So let's say it's Heat versus Bulls. Heat versus Bulls in a play and played each other last year, right? I think. And then Heat almost toyed with a loss. It was either Bulls or the Hawks. And then let's say the Heat win that. And then it's Celtics, Heat, Knicks, 76ers. Sign me up for that, man.
Sign me up for that.
That would be crazy. So whoever loses this 7-8 has to play pretty much. You got to play two more games in order to advance to that one. That facing the Celtics. Congratulations.
That's tough.
And then, look, we'll talk about the West in a bit. 4-5, Clippers, Mavericks. I think the Mavericks will win that. Mavericks are playing on a whole nother level this year. Wolves, Suns.
I think the Wolves take it, man.
Yeah.
I think the Wolves take it. If Kat is back and playing, even better so. But I don't know. I'm not sold on the Suns, man. I'm not sold on the Suns.
Me neither. Devin Booker watched this summer. Pelicans, Lakers, 7-8 play-in game. I think the Pelicans can come out of that game. Obviously, if the Lakers were to win, they would face the Nuggets. So it would be Nuggets, Lakers first round, and then Kings, Warriors in the play-in. And I think Kings would win that one. And then they would obviously get the play-in situation with them. So there it is, man. We just got to wait until the 76ers and the Heat, and then we get, you know, our first round doozy, Chris. Let's do it.
Gonna be awesome, man. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Can't wait. All right, guys. Thank you. At this point of the podcast, we do trivia. So I think it's Chris's turn to ask me a trivia question. I haven't won yet, but I think this week I'm coming for the victory. So here's trivia. Let's get it going.
All right. You ready?
Let's do it.
Which of these two Knicks have played the most games this season? Is it Dante DiVincenzo and Jalen Brunson? Jalen Brunson and Hartenstein? Josh Hart and DiVincenzo? Or is it Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson? Most games played this season.
I'm going to do process of elimination here. The Nick that has played the least games in this, I think, is Hartenstein or Brunson. I think those guys have played the least games out of this group. I think Hart and Devo has only missed like a couple of games. So, I'm going to eliminate A. So, it's A, Devo Brunson, B, Brunson and Hartenstein, C, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo, or D, Josh Hart and Brunson? Which of these Knicks have played the most games this season? I got to get a win this week, Chris. I'm going to go with, I think I had, like, right when you asked me this question, I think I got it right off the bat, which is why I feel confident that I'm going to get a win this week.
Okay. What you got?
It's Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo, C, final answer.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You are correct, sir. Congratulations.
Let's go.
Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo both tied, playing 81 games so far this season. So far, this means season, regular season's over. They've played 81 games this season. Jalen Brunson, 77. Ihart, 75.
Dante and Devo has both played 81 games this season?
Dante and Josh Hart, not Dante and Devo.
I said Dante and Devo.
Yeah, 81 games. Believe it or not, they've only missed one game, which is crazy because I thought Hart sat out a couple games. I guess I was imagining
things. It was. I remember when Dante sat out. It was the hamstring before the All-Star break, I think.
Yeah.
That's when Dante sat out. And Hart, I think it was, I want to say it was a knee thing or something. But I know Brunson has missed time and Hartenstein has missed time. So somebody said they said it on the broad and at the game today. I didn't hear that. Like I didn't hear that. I was watching ESPN, the ESPN broadcast today. So Eddie says Big Ragu and Hart. S550 says DiVincenzo and Hart. Yeah.
Chris, wait, did they ask this question in the broadcast?
I didn't see it. I
didn't see it either. I picked it randomly.
I didn't see it at all. But
that's crazy.
All right, I gotta win. I'm on the board, man.
Finally, man, you're on the board. Let's go.
What is it? One, what do you got? 2-0 and I'm 1-1.
Yep. It's plenty of time to come back.
Plenty of time to come back. All right, that was trivia. We do it every week. Next week I got a question to stump Chris. But guys, this was fun, man. We gotta wait and see for the play-in game. Obviously, playoffs is starting. We'll be pushing content out all week long. So obviously, when we know, we'll be back on here and hope to have you guys join us again. But Chris, this was fun, man.
Yeah, man. Playoffs around the corner, man. I can't wait. Can't wait. Saturday, we in there.
We in there. Hope to see you guys in there as well. We want to meet some of you guys. And yeah, man, let's go Knicks at the end of the day. Let's get a dub.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, man. This was fun. Episode 44 in the books. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the thumbs up button. Want to thank all our channel members. If you're interested in becoming a channel member, just hit the join button for as low as $2.99 a month. You get to, you know, support us over here at Knicks Nation, doing what we do best, providing Knicks content to you all season long and throughout the playoffs. If you're listening to us on Apple, Spotify, please subscribe and shoot us a review. Helps us out over there as well. Ah, man, this was fun. Let's go, Knicks. 2 seed, baby. Let's go.
2 seed, 50-win season. Let's go, man. Ran the table to end the season.
I'm excited, man. Can't wait. Game one. Whew. Can't wait. I'm Anthony.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Let's go, Knicks. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.